This special edition in-depth program on the men and women who serve our country in the military is brought to you in part by Central College, Cargill Corn Milling in Eddyville, Dowie Pest Control, Country Acres Landscaping, and Two Rivers Cooperative. Join us for in-depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about following our hour-long news magazines at 8 a.m., 1 p.m., and 6 p.m. If you'd like to suggest a topic for in-depth, send an email to bobleonard@kniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Goulet Heating and Cooling, Hyatt Painting, Marion County Public Health Department, Don's Heating and Cooling, and Hewitt Service Center. Enjoy the program.
Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
A local man fought one of the greatest battles in history, a battle that helped save the modern world from the oppressive regime of Hitler and Nazi Germany. Let's go in depth with D-Day bomber pilot Gene Steinche and his wife Ruth from Pella. So, Gene, are you from Pella?
Yes. Yes. Born and raised in Pella.
Okay, and spent most of your life here?
Well, all except for about 3 years that I was in the service, yeah.
Three pretty important years.
Well, yeah. Well, I went to college here, and then I was going to go to, I had registered at Iowa, but then I had to go through our service, so I left for the service for about 3 years. Then I was back in Pella, yeah.
Now, I understand you were a pilot in World War II.
Yeah.
Wow, that's pretty incredible.
B-24.
B-24. Explain what a B-24 was.
It's a four-engine bomber, U.S. bomber. Bomber, four-engine bomber. And I started out, I was a co-pilot assigned after got my wings in December 3, I think it was, in 1943. He said, I've got my wings out on Ellington Field and down in Texas. I was a cadet for the first time, you know. And then after I got my wings, I was assigned to Boise, Idaho, and as a co-pilot on a B-24. That's a four-engine bomber. And so I started out as a co-pilot. And then about the middle of the missions, I checked out as a first pilot, but then I continued as a co-pilot. And then after I finished my tour in Europe, I came back to this country, and then I flew as a first pilot. I was a first pilot in a B-24 for a year out at Victorville, California, where the new radar navigation school for navigators. And we'd fly 5- and 6-hour missions for about a year every day in California. That was after I had went through combat.
And you got your wings in 1943, so the war was at its height, wasn't it?
The war was on, yeah.
On and raging in Europe. And
Yeah. I enlisted in November, December of 42 in the Air Force, and then got called up as an Air Force cadet in 43, I guess it was. Yeah.
You got your book.
Well, yes, that's right, yeah.
How old were you?
Me?
Yeah.
Oh,
21.
No.
No, then. 21.
I was 21 then.
21
well,
years
20.
Old.
Well, 20. I was 20, and my birthday is in May, so then I went to 21, yeah. Yeah, 21.
So really, just a kid.
You betcha. Eager.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on the men and women who serve our country in the military is brought to you by Morris Roofing, Marion County Auto Body, DeVore Homes, Darnell Towing Service, and Iowa Realty. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about, following our hour-long news magazines at 8 a.m., 1 p.m., and 6 p.m. If you miss In-Depth, you can hear this week's programs in their entirety at KNIAKRLS.com in the radio audio media player and catch up on In-Depth programs that you may have missed. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Hearthstone, Van Haften Racing and Otley, Midtown Tire, Pella Printing, and Jeremy Dingaman Concrete.
I continued my conversation with D-Day bomber pilot Gene Steinche and his wife Ruth.
You were eager to go to war.
I was eager because everybody else was eager. You know, everybody was gone. Yeah, everybody was getting called up and going. I didn't want to be drafted, so I enlisted. I had my private license on the Navy program here before the war in 1940, 41, 42. They had a Navy program here, civilian pilot training.
In Pella,
with a little airfield out here. And that's where I got my private license in a Cub. And then I was at Central for 2 years here. And then that's when the war was going on. And so I enlisted in,
Where's your book?
What book is that?
Yes.
Oh, this is just a little notebook that I kept during the war.
Wow.
This is, even though I don't need the book, this is,
Gene, would you tell Bob about how you got to England?
Oh.
That's a good story.
Well.
After you got your wings and your training.
Well, yeah, I graduated in December 3 of 43 at Ellison Field in Houston, Texas. And then I had about a week off and came back to Pella, and then when it was assigned to Salt Lake City, and then went through that as a co-pilot on a B-24 and took a lot of training and everything. And then we were assigned to combat, so they sent us to Topeka, Kansas, where we picked up a new airplane, new B-24, and flew for that B-24 all by ourselves, down to Morrison Field in Florida, and then on down to Trinidad, and then down into Belém, Brazil, and we ended up in Fortaleza, Brazil, and spent a couple days there, and took off at midnight. Took about midnight. I took off out of Fortaleza, Brazil, and went head for Dakar, West Africa. And we're all by ourselves. This is one airplane. There was a lot of airplanes going, but we weren't with anybody. We were just by ourselves flying along. And in Dakar, West Africa, we left there, and then we flew up around Land's End into England and took the airplane into England and left the airplane at Stone, England. And they had to modernize the plane there and put flak pieces on the airplane and fix it. And we left the airplane and spent 2 weeks in Ireland there under training. And then was assigned to our crew was assigned to the 330th Squadron, Bomb Squadron of the 93rd Bomb Group in Hardwick, England for combat. That was in May. Now. Right now.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on the men and women who serve our country in the military is brought to you in part by Steenhook Appraisals, Dutch Meadows, Culver's in Pella, Vandenbroek Concrete, and Janssen's Decorating and Kitchens. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about, following our hour-long news magazines at 8 a.m., 1 p.m., and 6 p.m. If you'd like to suggest a topic for In-Depth, send an email to bobleonard@kniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Marion County Rural Water, Winfield Funeral Home, Back in the Day Lounge in Pleasantville, the Knoxville Recreation Center, The Next Chapter, and South Central Iowa Solid Waste Agency. Enjoy the program.
I continued my conversation with D-Day bomber pilot Gene Steinche and his wife Ruth.
And then you went into a significant battle.
On May 30th, which is what, 2-3 days from now, I flew my first combat mission over Hamburg, Germany. May 30th was 1943. Yeah, May 30th, 1943. And then, of course, D-Day was the June 6th. So our crew flew two missions on D-Day. We started out at 2 o'clock in the morning and bombed ahead of the troops at 6 o'clock in the morning on Omaha Beach. And then we came back and then we reloaded bombs again. And then in the afternoon we flew back over and bombed ahead of the troops into France. And then the clouds come in and we were down about 9,000 feet. We could see everything on D-Day that afternoon. And so I flew two on D-Day. Then subsequent to that, after that, I flew a total of 34 missions over Germany and France before I completed the tour and then sent back to the United States.
Well, and D-Day was the major invasion that we all read about, all the movies
that's
were about.
Right.
One of the most significant battles of history.
A big day, yeah. Uh-huh.
Well, how did it feel, the night before and that day? Was that? Did you know how special, how important it was going to be?
I don't tell us too many stories about it, but it was a major screw-up from us, from our point of view.
Really?
For the simple reason that we took off at 2 o'clock in the morning, dark, to go on D-Day, June 6th, to bomb just 5 minutes ahead of the troops that were landing at Omaha Beach in Normandy. But it's dark. Now, I see it plain as day because you've got 500 airplanes taken off from in England to supposedly make your squadron is supposed to form and then go in a squadron of 12 airplanes in a bombing. But how can you find anybody in the dark? And so we just parked up above in England until these airplanes all started putting together their own formations. And we tacked on to another 11 airplanes and then went ahead and bombed over Normandy. And then we came back and landed at our own airfield. We knew it was light then, daylight, and landed at our own airfield. And then again, we took off again at 2 o'clock in that afternoon. We went and got something to eat, and then they called us back to the flight line, and they had reloaded our airplane, and we went back and we bombed ahead of the Normandy ahead of the troops as they were landing. But the sight I saw, it's pictured like just yesterday afternoon. It was on a Sunday afternoon, I believe it was. Yeah, Sunday afternoon. England is here, the English Channel. So we're crossing below London into Normandy. But the panoramic view of D-Day is that streams of boats coming out of England, going heading for Normandy, you know, this way, just streams of them. And then a line of battleships and cruisers standing out there off the shore of Normandy, and those guns were blasting away, and you could see the shell, see the blast of the shells landing in France. It's just a vision that is just right here, like I was sitting there today. That's how I experienced D-Day. So we could see all of that. We flew in, bombed, turned around, came back, and loaded up again, and went back in. And when we went back in, the ceiling of the clouds started coming down. It wasn't as nice a day anymore. So instead of bombing at our usual 18 to 20,000 feet that we usually bombed at, we were down to about 8 to 9,000 feet. We had to stay under the clouds, so we went in like this. And that was on the second mission on D-Day.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on the men and women who serve our country in the military is brought to you in part by Prudential First of Pella and Knoxville Realty, Stan and Pat with Stan Drywall and Pella, the Verduff Agency, and Garden Chapel Funeral Home. Join us for in-depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about, following our hour-long news magazines at 8 a.m., 1 p.m., and 6 p.m. If you miss in-depth, you can hear this week's programs in their entirety at KNIAKRLS.com in the radio audio media player, and catch up on in-depth programs that you may have missed. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Pella Corporation, Two Rivers Cooperative, Digital Galleria, and Pella Regional Health Center.
I continued my conversation with D-Day bomber pilot Gene Steinche and his wife Ruth. Well, what were your thoughts? What was going through your mind? Were you frightened? Were you thrilled? What was...
Well, I'll tell you, frankly...
This is funny.
Now, I flew my first mission on May 30th over Hamburg, Germany. Now, we were green. We were a new crew. We were a replacement crew in our squadron, in the 330th Squadron at Norwich, England, Hardwick. Okay, so when we got in there, of course, here all these other guys had been flying missions already, you see. And, of course, we were eager. Hey, boy, we're going to fight. We're going to war. Okay, so I was eager until we got to Hamburg. After Hamburg, I wasn't any eager anymore because they were shooting at me. And you were sitting there bouncing around in flak. It was simple, a turnaround from being eager to not being eager, but we're doing our job. That's the thing to do.
Wow. And then, but by D-Day, you had that experience behind you.
Well, I had three, four missions. I think it was fourth mission. Let's see, I had some notes here that I... the mission one was Germany, and then the fifth mission I flew was over Normandy. The fifth and sixth missions I flew, so I had four missions in before that, and so I had a little over Germany and over Calais. If you've ever heard of Calais, sure. Yeah. And then we'd bombed over Calais, too, yeah.
So were you already feeling like a seasoned veteran after
those
missions?
Well, I'll tell you, yeah. But, you know, you're young yet. I was only 21 years old, and you're still...
Too young to be scared.
Every day I got a little more scared, frankly.
Yeah. Wow. And the guys that were with you... Special friends, I presume?
Well, yeah, we'd gone through training all together. There were 10 of us on the crew, you see. Mm-hmm. The pilot, Lustig, and we had our bombardier was Johnny Brash, And our navigator was Willie Peake. There were four officers on the crew, and the rest were all enlisted men, the gunners and that sort of thing. And there were Tranford and Tremer and Zadra, and these are all the other guys. So there were 10 of us. Mm-hmm. But we had gone through all the training in the United States and flew back all by ourselves over there to England, and then went into the in as a replacement crew in the 330th Squadron. Yeah.
Did you know you were making history?
No, it was fighting the war, I guess. I don't know.
Have you gone back? Have you been on Omaha Beach?
Yeah.
What Ruth, was that like?
We went.
Ruth and I went back, yeah, yeah.
What did that feel like?
Well, I'd been there. I mean, I had not been on the ground. I'd been above it. But it was, I just wanted to see what we had done. And, you know, it's part of history. We like to travel, so we spent 3 days on Normandy. And
their bunkers and holes.
Oh, well, the Calais, we were in Calais, where the bunker, the bombs, where we had bombed. You could see where the bombs had lit, their big revetment.
We did find his old base.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, we.
And it's a beet field now.
A bean field?
A beet field.
Yeah,
field.
A beet field. Yeah. 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 Yeah, with the help of an English gentleman that had a map, and he showed us where our base was at Hardwick.
Mm-hmm. Was there ever any time that you thought you might not make it back?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well. Oh, yeah.
And so everything since then has probably been pretty easy.
Hey, I'm still here. There's a lot of my friends aren't.
He calls it a gift that he's still alive.
And you came back, and what did you spend your career doing?
Well, after the war, when I was released, I came back, and my father had a gamble store here in Pella, hardware store, and I used my GI Bill, and I bought a half of the store with him, and we were operated in the gamble store he started it in 1935, and I bought in 1946 when I came back from overseas, until 1959 when I went to Pella Roll Screen Company, Pella Corporation. Stu Kuiper at that time was the son, you know, and he hired me in the purchasing department. So I managed purchasing in the purchasing department for 25 years at Pella Corporation, at the Roll Screen Company, and retired in 87. Yeah.
And every day is a gift.
Every day is a gift, I'll tell you. Hell, you bet it is. I've told that to Ruth a million times. I said, another day. Too many of my friends, I saw them go, and since that time, a lot of them have gone, too. So I'm probably fortunate that I'm here.
Well, what does it feel to you when people say that you are part of America's greatest generation?
Well, I'm just saying, yeah, hey, we yeah, it was just part of the job at that time. What else, you know, they were going to do? I wasn't going to sit home, so we were just doing what we were asked to do.
Thanks to Gene and Ruth Steinche for contributing to the program. For KNIA, KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.